Aloha, and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I'm your cosmic guide, Charlotte Sivak, transmuting to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. We have a few thank yous we want to say first before we really dive into our show today. And first, I want to thank Patrick Bernard for his absolutely beautiful rendition, his song of Radha Govinda that you just heard opening up the show. It is from his Chakra Celebration CD, and you can find out more about him at patrickbernard.com. We want to also congratulate him on just recently winning an Independent Spirit Award. And we'd also like to thank, for this incredible divine orchestration, the synchronicities that led up to this show today, Michael Shore of MayanMagic.com and Sonia Schramm for helping to get leading us all to the connection. I'm so delighted that you have all decided to join us today for this yummy, awakening, magical cosmic hour, enjoying the nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth, experiencing your vastness, expanding the collective consciousness with amazing synchronicities, all the while daring for you to be the masterpiece that you were created to be. Today's fantastic wildcard lineup, multi-layered dimensional show on Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic is a Stargate. We have planned it moment to moment and will definitely be sparking your creativity, infusing all of your infinite possibilities and the magical awakening of the divine joy of the divine child. So let's all be daring and risk living in divine cosmic ecstasy. Today's show, like we said, is a very special one, as we will be in a few minutes welcoming best-selling author, and there isn't enough words to express what we can say about Carl Johan Kalaman and the incredible work that he has brought to our planet and to our collective consciousness and our awakening of the Mayan calendar. I'm very excited to have him on the show, as I know it will be extremely illuminating. And as we're going to be, just before we bring him on, we'll give you a little bit of information on his background. We have so many questions for him, and just to hear what he has to say. His writing is absolutely beautiful. He has basically unlocked some of the key components of the Mayan calendar, which will be ending very shortly in a few weeks, October 28, 2011. And he has so graciously allowed us and agreed to join us today. He's almost at midnight timing because he's in Paris, France, and he's taken the time out to communicate with us. So we're very happy to have him online. It's 11 o'clock at night in Paris, so we don't want to keep him up too long, but we're very, very honored to have him on the show. And before we start off with the show and bringing him on, we will also be doing a cosmic and earth kundalini activation in preparation and assistance to help with the polarity shift to unity consciousness, where we'll be calling in some of the contracts from our past, our present, and our future lives related to ego issues, the separation issues, so that you can have that connection, awakening with the mind of light, direct intelligence, the mind of God, and allowing you to open up and expand your awareness as we listen and speak with Carl for this next hour. You can check out his website at www.kalaman.com. He has many incredible articles that he has written. He has also written three best-selling books, The Purposeful Universe, Solving the Greatest Mystery of Our Time, The Mayan Calendar, and the third book, The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness. It is a really incredibly mind-expanding awakening as we have now stepped into the ninth wave, which is of the universal consciousness, the universal underworld, and we have just in the last few days stepped into the flowering process, which is day six of the Mayan calendar. He's come up putting together participation in the cosmic convergence, so we'll be asking him more about that in a few short minutes, which will be taking place between September 23rd to September 26th. And we'll ask him many questions about that and his thoughts and his feelings about the comet Elenin that we have all heard so much about and what it will be bringing to humanity as a whole in the collective consciousness as the awakening furthers an acceleration, and further an acceleration as we step forward. So I'll give you just a little bit from his bio before we introduce him, and we'll bring him on, say hello, and then we'll start into with the activation and preparation to hear what he has to say. I can't wait. I'm very excited for this. And his bio is incredible, as he is a graduate student in toxicology from the University of Stockholm, and the idea of time was certainly not something that had been a part of his education, but it was something that he had been wondering, and indeed wondering about existing at a higher purpose to his life, and felt that the native cultures of Mexico were always pointing him into this direction. In 1986, Carl took up work at the Department of Environmental Health at the University of Washington in Seattle, bringing him closer to the Mayan areas with possibilities of frequent visits to their area. More importantly, though, through the experience of the harmonic convergence, Carl realized that he was not the only one to believe that there was truth to the Mayan calendar. Nonetheless, most of his energy was put forth into his personal life as a cancer researcher, where he focused on the developing means for identifying the toxic substances in the environment, especially such that could be cancer-causing. He performed research all across the world in many wide-ranging consequences, and among other things was asked to serve as an expert for the branch of the World Health Organization. He had many parallel interests with the Mayan calendar, and somehow it just kept growing and growing as he returned back to his home native land of Sweden from the United States, where he decided to work full-time solving this age-old structure and to understand what it was really about. After 20 years in the laboratory, his observations were not only the best at having job security, but to seem that he would be of greater value to humanity if he could solve the Mayan calendar instead of the riddle of cancer. It's incredible, even just reading this, as you feel the expansion. Given his scientific background, he set out to find proofs of real events matching the energy shifts of the calendar. And hence, this allowed his approach to become from a more different New Age student approach calendar, allowing him to channel the information. His first intangible link with the Mayan calendar was really provided by his knowledge of Swedish history, which turned out to be a match, giving him the specific shifts and allowing him to self-publish a short book in Sweden, which he already had discussed the importance of the upcoming Venus transit, and that had called him to bring to the world, to this island a few years later. Now, following his first real observation, studying the vaster and vaster areas of the cosmic life, he found he fit into the framework of the Mayan calendar and spent the next few years between 1993 and 96 essentially researching all fields of science from its perspective. The book is incredible as you read through it and how it illuminates and awakens you and gives you that understanding of how the different shifts, as he calls it, the 9 underworlds and the 13 heavens, has illuminated with the process of humanity. So without further ado, I would like to bring him on and have him say hello and get started with his questions. It is just amazing. I actually want to just add, too, here that it says in 1998, Hen Batsman invited him to be one of the main speakers at a conference about the Mayan calendar in the Yucatan and at the ceremonies and a trip to Honduras, which inspired him to write more of a newly widely accessible book, The Mayan Calendar. This one was published in Garve in 2001. Then in 2004, Bear and Company published a new book, The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness, which was just in a nick of time for the Oneness celebration on June 6th to the 8th, which was the first celebration in a very long time that had based on the traditional Mayan calendar, brought together a worldwide participation of spiritual people seeking a deeper guidance into the time ahead. He has now spent many of his last few years lecturing, traveling the world, giving courses on an international scale, with all of his books that have now been translated into several languages, visiting over 20 countries, and just writing, even if you go to his website, www.calaman.com, he has many articles that you can also download and read about all the different informations of the different days. So again, welcoming Carl Kalaman, we welcome you to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic, and thank you so much for staying up late to be on the show. We are so honored to have you.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a very kind presentation that you made there. Yes, I'm very happy to be part of this show. I like the feeling of it, and I think it's aligned with my own attentions. And yes, as you're saying, I'm in a suburb in Paris, and it's a little bit late, not very late, and so I'm looking forward to this show and also to learn from the processes that I know you're now preparing for.
Thank you so much. We are very honored to have you here, and in honor to having you, this I was looking over the show, and usually I just completely, just totally surrender and allow what happens moment to moment. And up until about 2 hours ago, I was still wondering what was the activation that was going to come. And then all of a sudden, it just, everything came through. And not that I was trying to control it or anything, but sometimes our human mind gets in the way. But I felt this to be such an important aspect to have you on today, and just to give more awareness and more opening to the Mayan calendar, and that the work that you do, it's absolutely fascinating, and it's helped humanity so much. So we thank you so much for the work that you have done.
Thank you.
So before we dive into your interview and everything, I would really like to get started by doing this ascension activation and meditation, and asking if you would also be lovely to join us in with this, and we'll channel through the activation, and we'll be dealing with also releasing the core fear, removing the core fear from the earth and humanity, awakening the divine mind of light, bringing in the contract so that we can anchor in more of the energies of heaven on earth and the divine unconditional love, and then we'll get right into it. And I just want to give you the show and tell us everything that you would like to bring and what you're up to and what you're doing.
Yes.
So, are you ready?
Yes.
We'll be playing in the background The Divine Name by Greg Braden and Jonathan Goldman to also help with, well, it'll be the sounds of the God Code to help to activate further with the Ascension Meditation activation that we will be doing. So let us begin. Closing your eyes and getting into a comfortable receiving position, take a deep breath and inhale, bringing your awareness and your focus for the ladies who are listening to this activation meditation to your second chakra, and for the gentlemen to your first, which is at the base of your spine. And visualize a tube of light, any color that you wish, going into the center of the earth, as we ask the divas of the earth plane to connect us to the crystalline core of Mother Earth and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. We invoke at this time a golden bubble of light of protection surrounding everyone who is listening in their sacred spaces, as we now call forth the platinum nets to sweep through everyone's four-body vehicle and the sacred space that they are within as they are listening to this meditation. We call forth the hierarchy of the inner plane ascended planetary and cosmic masters, all archangels and Elohim, as well as the celestial realms. We also call forth the presence of the Divine Mother and the Lady Masters, the energy of the goddesses, and also our planetary logios, Lord Buddha, Sanat Kumara, and Vayavamuth. As you continue to take a deep breath, inhaling and feeling yourself relaxing, allowing yourself to let go, we ask that the fear matrix removal program be activated for the collective body of humanity, including ourselves and the Earth Mother. We request that any and all fear within the four lower bodies of the Earth Mother and the collective body of humanity be completely removed. As we also call forth the golden cylinder of light to envelop us with its clearing and purifying radiance so that it may lift from within our personal auric fields any negative debris, negative elementals, thought forms, emotional currents, or misqualified energy of any kind, and remove it from our four lower bodies. Watch within your inner eye as you see some of these black weeds being taken from the field of the Earth Mother and lifted into the center of the violet fire of transmutation. See that all of the fearful and negative nature within the bodies of the Earth Mother and the collective of humanity are being transmuted into energy that shall be used only for positive purposes. As we take a deep breath, we now ask for the Great White Brotherhood to come and encircle us in a karmic wounds chamber of light. As you feel the chamber being set up and infusing you with light, we ask you to soul travel into the Akashic Records, where we will be asking for all the contracts from your past, your present, and your future lives, from all of your chakras on the 12 light bodies, as well as from all the multidimensional planes of existence and the universe, parallel universes, to all be placed into the palms of your hands. Some of these contracts will be the emotional wounds and archetypes that you are ready to release in order to have an anchor more ascended master perception and comprehension. We ask for you to face your palms facing upwards to the heavens. As we ask for the contracts that look like sheets of paper that will be floating down and be placed into the palms of your hands to come forth. We now ask for the contracts related to any suppression, violence, apathy, guilt, surrender, overcompensating, over-intellectualizing your intuition, ego, dominating, hurt, war, struggle, any more core fear from the fear matrix, anger, rage, hostility. See them all floating down and being placed into the palms of your hands. You may begin to feel a heaviness, a weighed down sensation, or some of you may also experience seeing a few files or contracts to be tossed into the palms of your hands. There is no right or wrong. Just allow them all to come. We also ask for a few more contracts related to fear, difficult, power struggles, abuse of power, manipulation, unforgiveness, willfulness, destruction, and destroyer. As we remind you that Archangel Michael is also a destroyer, destroying old perceptions, old foundations, to reveal the new sparkling energy, transmuting the energy. As we recognize that at the root of any and all negativity, it is still source. You cannot destroy it, but you can transmute the energy. It's pure, positive light. And as you feel all of these contracts filling in and lining up in your palms, feeling the weight and the heaviness of it, the burden of it, we now ask for you to envision a branding iron that says cancel, void, delete, or clear on it. See it burning all the way through to the bottom, reaching the bottom of all the piles that you have of any separation or ego. As we now ask for you and ask to the universe to cancel and nullify them in all directions of time, space, parallel universes, cause, core, record, and effect with any memories that are hidden or unknown in all directions of time, space. And feel as the energy shifts within your body, giving you a bit more sense of clarity, embracing a deeper sense of stillness, as we call forth the Ashtar command and Archangel Michael to please step forth with his sword of truth, cutting all the contracts in half. Feel the energy shifting as we call on the Archerians and the Lord of Archerus to bring forth the golden cylinder, raising the little pieces, the shards of the contracts that you have just ripped up, any pieces that have left over, and placed it into a huge bonfire of violet flame in front of you. Feel the energy freeing up as you see these pieces, some of the ash, being risen to unimaginable heights to be transmuted to beautiful, sparkling new energies of light as it is returned back to the earth plane. Feeling a deeper sense of awareness and awakening, we ask for you now to envision yourself, your body, your beautiful, homoluminescent body, completely engulfed in the violet flame, flowing through you, around you, and surrounding you. And as you say your name or whisper it to the universe, this is an acknowledgement of releasing all these contracts, opening up and becoming more aware to anchor in the energies of heaven. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tez Beos. In light I am, in love I serve, in truth I am revealed. And as you take a deep breath, inhale once again, and exhale, you will see that this chamber of light has now dissolved around you. We will now ask for all of your guides and teachers, animal totems, the divine couples of the 13 rays, all of the spiritual, cosmic, planetary hierarchies and celestial realms to all encircle you in a divine love configuration chamber of light. And feeling this new energy begin to infuse you with light, we ask you to soul travel in your spiritual etheric body into the healing chambers of the solar core of Helios and Vista. And feel yourself as you soul travel to sit in this ascension seat as you now feel the divine current begin to flow through you, activating further your cosmic and earth kundalini channels. Take a moment and envision the sun in front of you. It now represents the Father God energy, and see its luminescent rays as it flows through you, through your skin, activating you, filling you up with light, infusing you with divine love, filling up all of your organs and tissues, down past the blood, down past the plasma, down to the subatomic particle levels where there is nothing but space, infusing and reminding you that you are love, that you have always been loved, and feeling these incredible energies awakening you, aligning you, experiencing your vastness, we ask for this to maintain till the end of this transmission, as we now ask for you to envision the earth beneath you. Feel the cool, nurturing energy of the Mother Goddess as the energy flows through you, nurturing you, cradling you as if you were back in the womb, activating you to the highest degree possible at this time. As we ask for you all now to take a deep breath and inhale all the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in this last day. Breathe it in. Feel yourself expanding, awakening, allowing in the further energies of divine love to anchor through you. As you now breathe in and inhale all the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in this last month. Feel the awakening as we ask your mighty I Am presence to charge you with ascended master perception and comprehension, awakening and connecting you in with direct intelligence, giving you any downloads that you need in order to create heaven on earth, and feeling as this clarity washes through you, the expansion and awareness of your consciousness rises, awakening the polarity shift to unity consciousness. Breathe in all the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in this last year. Feel yourself lifting up, awakening. Some of you may begin to feel dizzy, but rest assured it is just the new energies coming in, awakening you to your highest potential. We now ask for Vayavamuth to please step forward and help with raising of your rewiring and atomic structure to the highest degree possible at this time and to the resonance that is the most appropriate for you. And activating your pituitary and your pineal gland, we will ask you to take a deep breath and inhale. But this time, inhale as if you were drinking water from a straw. So take for a count of five, breathe in as if you were sucking in water through a straw. And as you take the deep breath in, visualize the energy as it flows through the top of your crown chakra, filling you up, bathing the sensations of the energy into your pituitary gland, activating it to the highest degree possible at this time, clearing it, submerging it, and bringing it to the highest level, attuning you with the mind of light. As we ask for you to one more time, take a deep breath and inhale as if you were sucking through water through a straw. And feel the energy flowing in through your crown, expanding your consciousness, filling up and completely submerging your pineal gland. And feel as the energy begins to flow between your pituitary and your pineal gland in the infinity symbol, helping to expand you and connect you in. Feel the glorious, blissful energy of this divine union, allowing the alchemical marriage of the divine masculine and feminine to come forward even further. As we now ask for you just to take a deep breath and inhale all the love, just a regular deep breath, that you have not allowed yourself to receive in this entire lifetime. Feel it filling you up, healing and sealing all the wounds in all directions of time, space, parallel universes. As we now ask for you to inhale, back again for a count of five, activating the portal in the stargate in your heart, breathing in as if you were sucking through water through a straw for a count of five. And feel as this energy comes to flow through your heart, through the back of your heart, as you feel an explosion of white light. The beautiful radiance, the illuminescence, the awakening within you to unity consciousness, to unconditional divine love. Feel the beauty of the radiance of the unconditional love. as we now ask for you to now focus on your perineum at the base of your spine. And to once more also take a deep breath as if you were breathing in or sucking water through a straw. And breathe it in from the base of your spine and pull the energy up to your perineum, activating your master cells, awakening and illuminating you, allowing the merger, the resurrection, and the awakening of the polarity shift, the cosmic oneness. And now taking a deep breath, just inhale regularly all the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in this entire lifetime. Feel yourself expanding, but feel the stillness, the tranquility, and the peace of being fully aligned in the divine flow. And now allowing to release all the energies into the earth. We know the earth knows where the energy is needed the most. See the energies floating out to the four corners, the four elements, all sentient beings, all of your guides and teachers, and see it flowing straight to the Godhead, letting them know that a human loves them, fully awakening you to this cosmic oneness, feeling the ecstasy of being back in the divine flow, the radiance and the bliss of divine love. And as you feel the energy being returned back to you, feel it flowing in through your crown chakra, the top of your head, where you'll feel a tingling sensation. Feel it flowing through you. You now see the symbol, the sacred geometry symbol of the Taurus, putting you back into the flow, the infinite flow of divine love. And just take a few moments and experience the ecstasy. Experience the bliss. What we do for one, we do for all. We also make a request to transfer all these heavenly energies to the Earth Mother and to all light workers who are consciously seeking ascension at this time. And as we ask to make a cosmic grounding, take a deep breath, inhale, bring your focus back. For the ladies, to your second chakra, and the gentlemen, your first. And release the cord that was attached there before. See it burning and transmuting away to the light. And send down a new cord, any color that you wish. Might we suggest platinum? And feel the connection back in, fully grounded, fully aligned, fully awakened and receptive, actualizing heaven on earth. And begin to wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, and just wake your body back up as through the rising of the inner sun, you become a ray of light shining from within, inspiring all whom you encounter as you anchor heaven on earth, being a conduit of the divine current, actualizing spirit becoming matter. You become the masterpiece you were created to be. And when you feel it is that right time for you, please open your eyes. So we welcome you all back from that cosmic journey. Just take a few moments if you need to write anything down or if you got some inspiration or creativity for the next few weeks or months ahead. As we bring you back to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic and our special guest, Carl Johan Kalaman, who has been kind enough to stay up for this activation from Paris, France. Thank you so much, Carl, for being present with us.
Thank you for the activation. Thank you.
Well, I felt that we really wanted to do something special, especially with all the incredible work that you've done and that you've gifted humanity with your amazing discoveries. And, I mean, first of all, I mean, I need to ask you, when did you first become interested in the Mayan calendar? What was that spark? What was that thing that led you to this space?
Well, you know, in retrospect, I think it really was like a mission that I was truly born with. But then, you know, it was also a mission that I couldn't embark on too early in life without all the necessary preparation. So I believe there are certain time locks, you might say, in our lives that sort of they're locked for us. We don't go there, even if they're part of our missions. They are behind closed doors until the time comes and you get a key and you open the door and then you realize that very much of what you had actually prepared yourself for before that actually was to open this particular door. And so I think in my case, I was really born with a mission to present the Mayan calendar in an understandable form to modern people. And what provided me with some kind of a key in this case was a journey that I did, you might say, quite unexpectedly, so to speak, to Mexico and Guatemala when I was 29 years old. And I went there pretty much as a backpacker, and it was in a time when, you know, before internet, before charter flights, so it was quite an adventure to go there, and it was really an upside down. You know, I come from what you might call quite rational and well-organized the country of Sweden, and living living and working in a scientific laboratory. And as it turned out, when I went there, you know, I ended up in Mexico City on what they call El Día de los Muertos, which is the Day of the Dead, and which is a tremendously colorful celebration, a celebration of death, you might say, that they have I think it's more appropriate to say a celebration of the dead that they have in Mexico, and where they have these gatherings with their deceased ancestors in the graveyards and have these dinners with them. And I came there completely unbeknownst to me because, as I said, in those days, you really didn't have the kind of communications and knew what was to happen as it is today with the internet and all these kind of things. And I landed in a city with the 20 million inhabitants all going with skeletons hanging from the light poles and all that kind of fiesta that you might saw was associated with a celebration of the dead ancestors. And it was a very, very strong, very colorful experience for me.
Incredible.
Yes, and I mean, it's just a more, you might say, more spiritual people than I was used to. And then I went on. I stayed a couple of weeks in a fairly, what should I say, well-to-do Cuernavaca. But then I started to on a journey on my own and went to the city of the Teotihuacan, which are the big pyramids outside of Mexico City. And then I went on to go to Yucatan and the Mayan area. And what happened there was not only that I felt it was very, very fascinating to see these Mayan temple sites. And at those days, it was kind of more fun. I remember at that time, I actually sneaked in at Chichen Itza in the night. I don't think I was supposed to do that, but I went in there and I went to the observatory. It was a great moonlight, and I could observe then the stars through these different holes in the observatory that the ancient Maya would have done many hundreds of years before this. And now, of course, Chichen Itza has 2 or 3 million visitors per year, and it's like a big Maya land theme park or something like that, if I want to be a little bit cynical. But in those days, it still had that great feeling of an archaeological site. And not only that, it was, what might have played the biggest role in sort of giving me a key to what was my mission in life was the fact that the Mayan people that I would encounter, not only did I feel very much attracted to them and felt that especially the women were, there was something very beautiful and attractive about them, but it was also that sometimes they would come up to me, this tall backpacker from a faraway northern European country, and give me little gifts, like amulets, and said, "Es para ti, this is for you." And then they would sort of shyly just disappear somehow. But, I got this strong feeling that they saw something in me that I had never seen before. And I couldn't really figure it out at that point what it was. But
They recognized the energy.
They recognize the energy, and just to have that happen to you was a very, very profound for me. And and since then, my life has never been the same, really, because I couldn't say that it immediately gave me a purpose to my life, but what it did give is that it gave me the feeling that there is a purpose to life. And that's halfway, you might say. And then for the rest of my life, I basically have been working to fulfill that and find that step by step and fulfill it. And in fact, it took me another 13 years until I actually started to do some independent work with the Mayan calendar after that initial encounter. But it was very important, because those meetings, those very brief sometimes, but yet so telling, so unusual meetings would tell me this is where you need to focus. This is where you're supposed to do your main work in this life, and that has stayed with me ever since.
It is such a beautiful story, and I have to. What an incredible awakening! And I really would like to ask, where were you at when you got that point, when all of a sudden all the pieces fell into place, and all the puzzle pieces of the Mayan calendar, and you had that understanding where it just all came out? And I mean, that must have been an incredible feeling for you. Where were you when that happened?
Well, that's later, as I said, and it's basically what happened is that I was then a senior researcher at the University of Washington in Seattle, and this is 1992, and I had started to go more frequently down to the Mayan area. But I did not find any, I didn't really start with any authentic work on my own. Mm-hmm. But it came a point where I had to, my father in Sweden was dying, So I had to go back to Sweden for that purpose, for that reason. And at that point, when I came back to Sweden, I was sort of a little bit dissociated from my normal laboratory environment. There came a point where I realized that I had to start doing my own research around this. And I was encouraged by a person, you might say, to start writing myself. And I just started. It started as a letter that I wanted to write to a couple of people that I knew had been working with the Mayan calendar and ask some questions. But the letter turned into my first book. And then, you might say, came 3 years of just constant insights. It wasn't like one insight, because it included so many aspects of reality that I had to learn so many things while I was doing this, and in order to see that the insights really could be verified in reality. So there were 3 years of just constant, you might say, insights and making sense of the Mayan calendar. And you might say that since then that hasn't stopped. There have been periods of lesser creativity when I have sort of been just relaxing, waiting for a new impulse, new inspiration. But it really has, that process has been going on ever since.
It is so incredible. I remember reading through one of the books, and I was about halfway through, and I was reading all about the different worlds for the different underworlds and trying to understand it, because in essence it is a different language. And then all of a sudden, when it had gotten to, I believe it was the fifth day, it just clicked. Everything fell into place, and I went, now I know what he's talking about. It was amazing. And then I also picked up the Mayan Code by Barbara Han Clow that also just added, it just really gave me that peace to really have the true understanding. And then just jumping back and forth between the two and then reading the work, it was just amazing. And
thank you.
The way you worded it and everything, and it was so able to just understand it. It was that one piece, and it was incredible. All of a sudden, you just get it.
Yes, I think so.
And how, now that you have made this incredible, if you go onto Carl's website at www.kalaman.com, please download the article that he has on participating in the Cosmic Convergence on September 23rd to the 26th. It is a fascinating article that it will just absolutely expand your consciousness. And even just as you read it, you'll feel your vibration, the pulse, the energy, your cells just going faster as it activates you within. It's really an incredible piece. Please tell us a little bit more about this and how also you plan to celebrate these events and, of course, coming up to the end of October 28, 2011, and what do you plan to do after the Mayan calendar ends?
Right, somebody asked you, right, what kind of employment can I seek? I used to be an expert in the Mayan calendar, but and how much does that
I guess
worth?
You've been exploring these options.
Yes, right.
Please understand, we are not laughing at you.
No.
We're laughing with you. Totally understanding.
Yes. Well, you know, talking about the cosmic convergence, I think it's very interesting that you started here with contracts and breaking contracts. It really brings up a deeper question, because you might say the cosmic convergence is for those that want to create a new kind of, I don't know if I should say contracts. I think contracts is really a thing of the past. If you're living moment by moment in harmony with everyone, you don't need any contracts, right?
Right.
I think you don't. And I think that's what, you know, even if this kind of reality that I'm describing may not manifest immediately after October 28, 2011, I feel that is really the essence of where things are going, to a life lived moment by moment by moment. And fully present, fully transparent, and so forth. And it seems that in order to get there, I think we need to bring, we need to break many contracts. And what we've seen in the world in this ninth wave that started on March 9th of this year is that many of the regulations, many of the contracts that have dominated the world is really now, they are blocking the world from evolving. And I'm talking about the contracts that exist on state levels of government laws and all these kind of things. And it's just become so apparent now when we have this very high frequency of change, which the world has never seen before, because of the ninth wave has a higher frequency than any of the previous waves in the Mayan calendar. And that means that the change is such that it just becomes a tremendously stressful situation when the kind of contracts of legality and politics and hierarchical rule that has characterized our world for about 5,000 years, all of those contracts are starting to break. But also we can see how they're creating a tension because they're really not consistent with where a lot of people now want to go. In other words, to be liberated from all of these kind of, stifling structures. The cosmic convergence, I will be very fortunate to celebrate this at a peace festival here in France, together with Dr. Emoto from Japan, three Mayan elders and three Hopi elders. And it's for those that want to make the commitment to make the shift in polarity of consciousness, make the shift to unity consciousness, and to make like a solemn vow, you might say, to be guided by the divine rather than by our egos, and to surrender the right to respond with negativity to other people's negativity. And these are huge challenges for us.
Understanding the reflection of the environment and not reacting.
Yes. It's tremendous challenges. And yet, I think the world belongs exactly to those that are making this transition, this transformation. You know, some people say, oh, we can't do this in that short a time. Well, yes and no. What we should be humble and see what is in our power to do. But what is always in our power to do is to make a commitment. Generally, providence moves when you're committed. If you're not committed, providence won't move. And that's the really worrisome situation that, maybe not everyone is even contemplating making these kind of commitments. even though it seems quite clear from a study of the Mayan calendar that that's really what is the purpose of the universe is all about. It is for us now to make this transformation to unity consciousness. And by making such a solemn vow, not in front of anybody else, or not in order to please other people, but in order for us to feel that this is our way of serving the divine. This is our way of serving our highest self. Then we are truly contributing to the shift. And so this is an idea that is a little bit different from what you hear sometimes. Some people are sort of implying that the shift is coming as if it's something outside of ourselves that is coming. And yes, there are now energies supporting a shift. But again, you know, if we're not consciously aligning with that shift, then the shift is not coming. I don't believe so.
Well, it's amazing how you worded it, too, that this is not a pole shift of the Earth. It is a pole shift inside, aligning
yes.
with the unity consciousness. And as you said, the intent, what I really thought was incredible was the aspects of the days and the nights, where you mentioned on how it was inner preparations to the outer manifestation. And
yeah.
it is so incredible where even to the, it goes back to the old harmonic laws and the principles of so above, so below. We've never realized until now just how truly connected we all are. And it is so beautiful, this oneness consciousness that is awakening. And will people be able to visit onto your website and know more about the peace event, the festival that you will be having during the Cosmic Convergence? Will they, if for people who are in Europe and in France or anyone who would like to fly over?
Yes.
They can visit his website again at www.kalaman.com. And it is, I'm amazed that we're already almost at the end. We have only just a few minutes left. And
yeah.
and I'm so sorry to cut you off, but I would like to also ask and thank you as well for taking the time out to be on the show and giving us a little bit. I wish we had more time. We could go up for hours. But is there anything else you would like to add that you're doing or that you would like our listeners to become aware of or to know more that you would like to put out there?
Well, yes. The Cosmic Convergence is something you can... I think most of the information is actually on Facebook. And I know some people don't want to go to Facebook, but unfortunately that's where most of the information are in several different languages. I know it is. And there you can sort of find out, because ultimately this is not something that, at least I don't think it's about going to listen to some people that might have a name, well-known name or something like that, because it really is time for us to bring it home to ourselves. And so this event then, which is September 23rd to 26th, and the weekend there, it's really about looking at ourselves and really about best, I think it is best celebrated by in a small group that allows for a lot of sharing, where we can sort of look at ourselves in this perspective and ask ourselves, you know, what would it mean to make this transformation to unity consciousness? What does it take? Where do we fail, you might say, in honest discussions and maybe, you know, creating meditations by ourselves in small groups or ceremonies that are supporting this. But really highlighting our own stand, our own commitment in this regard.
We want to thank you. And again, I am so sorry to do this to you.
Okay.
We've completely run out of time. We'd love to invite you back so you can talk more, and everyone is so fascinated. But it's what is incredible is how you say that all answers truly lie within.
Yeah.
We want to thank you so much for taking the time out to be on Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. Please, once again, we thank Carl Johan Kalaman. Please visit him on his website at www.kalaman.com. We wish you many blessings and good luck with what you look to do after the Mayan calendar finishes.
Yes.
And we thank you all for listening and joining us today. We are wishing you all magical days and nights full of cosmic ecstasy with infinite blessings. Aloha.
Aloha.